Hello and welcome to Follow Me and Die. I'm your host, Larry Hamilton. This is episode number 51, Saturday Scrawl number 7, and today I want to talk about conventions. But before that, I have a couple of call-ins about my last episode, first from Darren Green, and then R.E. Davis of the Chaos Grenade podcast. Take it away, fellas.
Hi Larry, Arfid here. Just wanted to call in and congratulate you on your 50 episodes. I think you're doing a really good job. I enjoy the content. With regards to your question, I would be, as a sort of fairly back new into GMing, would like to see what other people are finding that good adventure hooks are, or ways to get people into adventures and sticky situations, anything like that. Any of these ideas that have worked for people, probably not ones that they haven't used, and I don't want to spoil it by anyone listening to their podcast, but yeah, anything that works well in your adventures. And just, I always like to get ideas going in my own head. Anyway, keep up the good work. Thanks, bye.
Hey Larry, it's RE from the Chaos Grenade, and your last episode has left me feeling really nostalgic, not only for the days whenever I would run original AD&D, but just the way that I would hand-wave so much stuff because the rules kind of got in the way of the story and the adventure. In this case, this was a game about 17 years ago, and we still talk about it to this day. The players, they were around 4th, 5th level, took out their first dragon, and everybody was collecting parts because they wanted to make items as keepsakes. The magic user, he just wanted to make a cloak out of the wings, and he was hoping to just get like a +1 magical item off of it. And we looked up the rules and we're like, oh, well, this sucks. So instead, I looked at him and I said, well, hey, let's roleplay this. And we spent about an hour soloing, talking about the process on how he would craft and enchant this armor, and it was such a memorable thing that he kept it for the rest of the campaign.
Darren, thank you very much for the congratulations. I appreciate that. I'm glad you're liking the podcast. Any suggestions or ideas you may have, I'm interested to hear. And good adventure hooks. I'll have to keep that in mind for a future episode. Basically, I tend to start things off with a first session kind of in the middle of things. Not necessarily in the middle of combat or anything, but I just like, you guys know each other and boom, you're in this situation of, you come to the new town or whatever it is, and that seems to work well. And then first-time caller R.E. Davis of the Chaos Grenade podcast. He has a little nostalgia about his magical items, and that's a good way to handle that, not getting bogged down in the details and complications of the rules in Advanced Dungeons & Dragons 1st Edition. Role-playing it, perfect way to handle it. It's amazing how things that happened so long ago are so memorable. What I find interesting is that they've done studies, and the same part of your brain that records memories of places you've been and things you've done. That's why when you retell those stories, it's, I did this and I did that, because it's like you were there. So thanks for sharing that memory, RE. I've been enjoying your podcast, and I look forward to what else you have to share with us. And so now on to the topic at hand, conventions. Next weekend will be two very strong OSR conventions. The newest and larger of the two, GameholeCon, is in Madison, Wisconsin. Wizards of the Coast and many other big names and podcasters will be there. The Old Guard artists and game designers will also be there, as well as several other larger game companies. The older but still growing convention, UConn, is in the Ypsilanti, Ann Arbor, Michigan area, and it has a very solid OSR track. And a bit of trivia, it also has a very strong Tecumel track that attracts players worldwide. Both conventions also have a 5e and a Pathfinder track, plus board games, a vendor hall, and more. And this year, they're the same weekend, because both are college towns, and the hotels and convention spaces are at the mercy of college football schedules. Thus, there is little that can be done to make them separate weekends. Every once in a while, they'll fall the same weekend, because of the college football schedule. Now, a few years ago, I attended my first GaryCon, GaryCon number 8, and after going, I wasn't even through with the full weekend, I decided I'm always going to GaryCon. Even though the con that's more or less in my backyard in Kalamazoo, Michigan, Marmalade Dog, is sometimes the same weekend as Gary Kahn. Marmalade Dog is at the mercy of college sports schedule as well, especially because it's put on by a student organization, and the student organization gets what weekend they're given. And so some years, Gary Kahn is the same weekend, and Gary Kahn 9 was the same weekend, and there was a big drop in the OSR presence. In 2019, Gary Kahn's a couple weeks after Marmalade Dog, so I'll be running games at both of those cons. Since I will sometimes be missing one Michigan convention because I always plan to do Gary Kahn, I decided to go to UConn when it is the same weekend as Gamehole Con. So everybody going to Gamehole Con, have a great time. It's a great con, but I can only be at one place at a time. So at UConn, next weekend, I'll be running three games. All are scenarios I've developed. I'm going to run my first Dungeon Crawl Classics funnel, Amongst the Fungus. The inspiration for that were some giant mushrooms that sprouted up in my yard and were there when I got back from Origins back in June. Gamma World First Edition, Vault of the Ancients. And one I haven't played in a long time, not since the 80s, Boot Hill Second Edition. And that scenario is Posse for the School Marm. I'm wrapping up final preparations, getting my pre-gens in order, getting my notes in order, getting things ready to pack up, because I'll be leaving Thursday of next week. The good news is it won't interrupt my Thursday podcast schedule. And since I'll be at the con on Saturday of next week, I'll try to post from the con for the Saturday scrawl. I'm not sure what the topic's going to be. I might interview somebody, or I might have a recap of the con so far. And if there's an idea you have, please let me know. I'm a big fan of backing your local conventions. And by local, it's something in driving distance, whether that's 2 or 3 hours driving distance or in the town where you live. And some people say, well, how do I know where the conventions are? Well, over the years, I've stumbled upon several websites that list different cons. Some of them let you submit conventions you know about that aren't on the list. And so I'll share those in the show notes. I just stumbled upon a new site just this week. And in the show notes, I'll link to two prior articles I've had on my blog. I'll have a companion article on my blog, and I'll also list the sites where you can find information about local conventions. If there's a small convention near you, I encourage you to get involved. Small conventions like Marmalade Dog have 300 or less in attendance, and they're in desperate need of game masters to run games. The cool thing about Marmalade Dog is every day that you run a game there, you get in for free. Plus, if you register at Marmalade Dog before December 31st, you get a Game Master shirt. That's all very cool. And the great thing about conventions is that you can play with Game Masters and players who do things differently from the way you do it, or your group does it, or you've heard about it being done, or seen it being done. And if you want to be a better Game Master, play with multiple Game Masters. It will make a difference. I've picked up several tips and tricks over the years from doing that. And running my very first game at a convention happened at Marmalade Dog in 2014. I got over my nerves about running games in public, and it definitely improved my skills and confidence as a game master. I way over-prepared for running the Village of Hamlet there, and I ran it multiple times. But I realized I didn't use most of what I prepared, because it didn't make sense, especially in a convention game where you've got a limited time slot of 2, 3, or 4 hours, whatever it may be. It's made preparing convention games quite easy for me. I come up with an idea, have an outline, figure out how many encounters they need, and I can scale it based on the number of players at the table. So if I don't have a full table, I can scale it back. If I have a really full table, I can scale it up. Much like how I run a game in my regular campaign. So I encourage you, try playing at a convention. It'll challenge you as a player, and definitely challenge you and expand your horizons as a game master. And by playing with different groups of people that you've never played with, under different game masters, you'll really get to stretch your legs as a player. Now I'm considering doing another big OSR Con in June, which is North Texas RPG Con. Origins is about the same time frame, sometimes they're the same weekend, and while Origins is huge, it's not crazy huge like Gen Con. So I may go back to Origins again this year. But I'm leaning more towards North Texas RPG Con since I've never been to that one. Now, if you're coming to UConn, I hope we can meet, and I'll be easy to find. I'll be the bald guy with the long beard and the Follow Me and Die t-shirt. Now, don't worry about me trying to wear the same t-shirt all weekend. I have like 8 of them, so I don't have to wear the same one the whole time. I promise, I do shower and use deodorant. And if you're at UConn and we can game together, that's even better than getting to meet. What do you like about conventions? What has been your favorite convention memory? Please call in and let me know. I've had some really memorable times at conventions, and I don't want to go into too much detail as this has already gotten to be kind of a long podcast. I'll be thinking about the call-ins and asking for advice, and I'll put this feeler out there again. If there's a topic you'd like me to cover or have questions about something, please let me know. I really appreciate you taking the time to listen today. And game on.